We are talking on the God of all possibilities. Is our theme for the month. And a lot of people have said a lot of things. How big God is, and we are trying to teach us the how capable God is, and how we are supposed to amplify God and not your problems or your challenges. I like that one can only song that says, God is able. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And it's important that you have the revelation of God and you don't limit God. And then you're able to fulfill the plan and purpose of God for our lives. Hallelujah. So let's do a little bit of geography this evening in 5 minutes. You know, because some people believe that, oh, God does not exist. So if you say God does not exist, then who put the universe, the planets, everything, who put it together? And then if you say the devil, God does not exist, probably the devil also does not exist. So, but how many people can say the devil does not exist? So if the devil exists, then there's a God that is checking him. So let's look at the solar system. We'll look at our own solar system, and then there's one thing they call the Milky Way galaxy. Yes, thank you. That's the Milky Way galaxy. Now, they said this, of course, science says it's created by God, but they said it was created 12.7 billion years ago. 12.7 billion years ago. So where were you that time? You know, that also tells us that God is timeless. It is us human beings that are bound by time. God is timeless. If you look at that Milky Way galaxy, our own solar system, our solar system consists of 8 planets revolving around the sun. Our own solar system on that Milky Galaxy way is just like a drop. It's just like a drop. I'm not talking of the Earth. I'm talking of the entire of our own solar system. In this Milky Way galaxy, it's just like a drop. And guess what? God handles everything. Some of us, you limit God. You think that God is God of Ibadan. Your thinking does not go beyond Ibadan. No. God is God of Ibadan. God of Nigeria. God of Africa. God of the world. God of the earth. God of the galaxy. Amen. So, and it will shock you. If God created... So, I'm just trying to show you how big this is. Even if I draw the map of the earth, the round one, and I say, can you spot yourself in the map? Show me where you are, New Covenant, Onirike. And then I'm expanding to the galaxy. Now, the whole planet is like a drop in the galaxy. And God created all these things. And then God manages them. And everything is running. They also said the galaxy has been increasing ever since it was created. Some of you, your mind cannot even handle it. And that's God, the God we serve. Look at it. So let me run through some short definitions for you to appreciate God and the world that we live in. So what is the Milky Way galaxy? It's a large spiral system consisting of several billions of stars. Now the sun is a star attached to the earth. And they now said, you have billions of stars. They did not say hundreds of stars, though. Not thousands of stars. Not millions of stars. Billions of stars. That's what you have in the Milky Way galaxy. They said it was created. Of course, science don't know who created it. Of course, God did. He says it was created 12.7 billion years ago. I'm sure I'm already boring some people. 12.7 billion. What will I do with that one? That's the God we are dealing with. That's the God we are dealing with. And then our own solar system. So they said our own solar system is one out of over 500 million solar systems in the Milky Way galaxy. So that other picture of the galaxy that it was projected the other time, consider our solar system. They said you have like 500 million of the solar system, that is a particular planets run, surrounding their stars, you have 500 million. Let me help you. They didn't say 500. They said, how do you get 1 million? 1,000, 100, 900, 1,000, 2,000, 100,000, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. If it's Naira now, you understand it. You know? Then they said 500 million. Of course, you say, nah, leave me alone, Jerry. So where are you? And God takes care of the galaxy. Where are you in this galaxy? You are not even a dot. We cannot even see you. And that's it. He's the same God that lives in you and me. Can you just imagine how you can't even comprehend God? Amen. That's the God we are dealing with. That's the God that you believe to. And then you amplify your challenges. May God forgive us. So then our solar system, they said our solar system came into being about 4.5 billion years ago. So the first one was 12.7 billion years. This one, science says, it was the solar system came into being 4.5 billion years ago. And then you have 8 planets revolving around the sun. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. And then the first 4 are terrestrial. The other last 4 are Jovian planets. Terrestrial means they are made of rock. And you can have, it's only Earth really that you have life there. For the other ones, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, some of them are filled with gas. Some of them are just filled with ice. No human being can survive. That's the God we'll deal with. So sometimes you localize God to your problem. No, God is God of the world, the God of the solar system, the God of the galaxy. We give glory to God. And so imagine when they say there's nothing that our God cannot do. So let's look at scripture. Matthew 19, 26. Matthew 19, 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. He said, Jesus looked to them and said, with men, this may be impossible. But he says, with God, all things are possible. That's why they said, don't put your trust in men. Men can fail you. Put your trust in God. You know, and I know, of course, Nigeria is a beautiful place now. But it's not difficult for God to fix us. If you also ask yourself, how did you survive COVID? Was COVID worse? Which one is better now? COVID time or now? Which one is better? And if you survive COVID, we will also survive this one. You know, don't limit God in your mind. Don't let your problems so much overwhelm you. Then you forget about the capability of God. So, and then, let's check Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for it's God speaking, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Somebody say amen. This is God speaking. Why did God say do not fear? He knows there may be tendency for you to fear. You know, sometimes also when you are in a challenging situation, because the challenge has overwhelmed you, you think God is not with you. But lo and behold, God is with you. He says, do not be afraid, for I'm with you. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. This shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. God, don't limit God. God can do anything. Don't also get to a state whereby, you know, you don't believe in miracles again. You don't believe that, you know, God can turn around our situation overnight. You know, while preparing this message, I remember something that happened to me about, let's say, 24 years ago. July 10, 1999. You know, I can never forget that day. You know, I was in Ife, you know, and that was the day of the cult attack. You know, and I just got back to, and if you know Ife, in Ife, the students walk around 24 hours. There is no closing time. Somebody can wake up 2 a.m., he's going to class, 4 a.m., 1 a.m. So we walk around and there is no fare. So this day I came back from class 4 a.m. and I was about to sleep. And then the unthinkable happened. We started hearing gunshots in Howell Hall. Gunshots. You know, it was so strange. In fact, we could almost come out and say, who is shooting there? What do you mean? Because we've never experienced something like that. And then, but lo and behold, we didn't know that cult guys had converged in Ife and they plan to kill and attack students. So 4 a.m., oh, and then we started hearing, kill them. You know, this is total war. So, of course, there was confusion. My room is just downstairs, just by the staircase. My bunk is beside the bed. So, of course, you are afraid. I ran after under the bed. You know, but after a few seconds, I felt as if I'm not safe under the bed. Then I came out of the bed and moved to the other side of my room. And I lie flat by the wardrobe. And then after some seconds, so I felt I've even exposed myself more. Shebi, I was under the bed before. I now left under the bed. I now went. What if they now open the door? They will just see me just flat like that. So I was about to get up. But somehow something just held me down. I couldn't get up. Then all we had was a big bang. So apparently what happened? Somebody stood over our door, stood on the balcony, and shot into our room. You know, and there I was there lying on the floor in the open. So, you know, after the whole incident, I went back to measure it. I missed the bullets by like 5 centimeters. In fact, they killed the guy next to my room. They just opened the door and just shot anybody. I don't know why our own door did not open, but they shot into our room, and if I stood up, you know, by just few centimeters, I would have been hit. You know, and that day, they killed 10 students in Ife. It was a shock, as in, we could not even believe it. But God preserved me, you know. And when I didn't understand what was happening, and how could you have imagined that that would happen? For those of us that have students in the school, make sure they pray. Teach them to pray. They should be able to pray in tongues on their own. It's very important. So God can deliver you from anything. That thing was, I don't know how to put it, we never gunshot scare. So but when you are confused, you are in a period of confusion, God steps in and God can turn your situation around. Praise the Lord. Now, I love this scripture. We've read it over and over, but it bears repetition. Pastor Ramala has quoted this scripture severally. Ephesians 3:20. I love it. Now to him who is able to do, there are three levels. So I believe this is 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Number one, exceedingly. Number two, abundantly. Number three, above. Exceedingly, far, 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 far. Abundantly, opo. This one is in the excess. Then it says above. It's not your level. It's above. It says God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask Listen to this. Or think. So God can even answer your prayer at thought level, at your thought level. And God can surprise you. You know you can pray with your thoughts. That's why you should be careful what you think. Your thoughts should not be filled of dirty things or mundane things. You're always thinking about rice and beans and bread. You know? No! Be a spiritual man. Be deep. God, the Bible says, God can do exceedingly beyond your thoughts. What do you think on? What do you feed on? If you x-ray your thoughts, what will it be like? Are they good thoughts? Are they bad thoughts? Are they careless thoughts? You know, you can pray with your mind. You can be in a meeting and your mind is gone. You are praying. And let me tell you, God answers prayers. Answers such prayers. So, don't, it's a sin. When you now limit God, you now amplify the problem. You know, some of us also, when we have a problem or challenge, you won't remember to call God. You will call Mr. Lagbaja first. Before you even remember to talk to God. No. Don't let us limit God. Don't limit the ability of God. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Romans 8:28. I love this scripture as well. And we know, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I don't know if you understand this scripture, but it says all things. So, do you know what God does? There is not one way to your destination. God can take you to different routes. And at times you feel as if you are confused. No. You just see a joker, just, you know, when you think all is gone. It says, all things. When fuel is 600 naira, all things. You are looking for husband, all things. You are looking for job, all things. You are looking for wife, all you are looking for money. You want to be spiritual. Scripture says, except you are not walking in the plan and purpose of God. It says, all things work together for good. God is a master chess player now. You can't teach God. You think something, you thought it was not in your favor. You look so bad. You look so terrible. Something will just happen. Something will click. You just get your victory. That's the kind of God we deal with. And please, if you don't take anything from this Bible study, know that it is a sin to limit God. Some of us, we amplify our problems, our challenges so much. And God will be looking at you. You know, your kids... The way your children have confidence in you, it's time for school fees now. The child does not know whether he believes that daddy will pay school fees. The faith is strong. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even know where you get what concerns him. And the child will never worry. Have you seen children worrying about school fees? They believe in their father. They believe in their mother. But you don't believe in God. You say, nah. I have to look at this thing again. I imagine how God feels. This guy does not even trust me. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Let's look at a lovely story. I love this story. I remember somebody in this church told me that Bible is some people living their lives. And all of us also are living their lives. Are living our lives now. Probably some people are also recording us. You know, and we may be also be Bible verses to some other people. So let's look at this lovely story in Daniel. Daniel chapter 3 from verse 8. I'm reading NKJV. Very lovely story. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Verse 10. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. Amen. Do you know this here applies to us today? A lot of people still worship other things apart from God. If something, you know, you should not be a type of Christian that other things take your attention more than God. You can easily sleep and you don't know that this thing has replaced the position of God in your life. So even though this one, they brought out physical gold image, but today we have a lot of things that can be small gods to you and me. And you don't know that you are slipping away from God. In fact, that thing has actually become your God. Because it takes your attention, it takes your life. In fact, that thing controls you. No. Your ultimate worship should be to God. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Verse 12. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That means these guys are they are government officials. You can imagine how difficult, how easy it is to disobey your principal. So they've been set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. So these guys, they went to report Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These guys, we've been watching them, but they don't use to bow. They don't use to bow for your God at all. You know? Verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up?" You know, if you relate this to today, some people, you know, we have different levels of faith and conviction. Some people, this is where they will back out. "Ah, sir, we did not say so." "Ah, no, sir, we were actually bowing. It's not true." They will back out immediately. You know, but these guys, they understand the God they are serving. They have a revelation of who he is. And they are able to stand the test of time. Verse 15. "Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, in symphony, with all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made." Good. "But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" He is even bragging. You know, we have situations like that. Situations are telling you that, "Who will deliver you? How can you escape this problem?" We have these challenges today. You tell the situation, "My God is bigger than you." You know, and with the strength and power of God, you are able to overcome. Hallelujah. Verse 16. Listen to what Shadrach and Meshach said. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king.'" Amen. "But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Amen. These are solid guys. These are solid Christians. How many of us will pass this test today? Ha! You know, how many of us will pass this test? How many?
In fact, that time you will see that you will know the people that know God and the ones that you are pretending that they know God.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke and commanded that they eat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually eaten. For some people also, this is the end of the game. I'm going to try. Deny. But you will now eat up the flame 7 times. Even God will understand that I tried. Some people will also back out at that point. And the king is furious. Eat it up 7 times. And you'll be looking at the other guy, but boy, oh my journaling. He said, no, God will save us. But they even got to a level where they say, perhaps if God does not save us, we are even okay. That's deeper revelation. That's deeper revelation. Well, God answer my prayer, I will serve him. If he doesn't answer the prayer, I will still serve him. Amen. 7 times, will you enter it? And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army, not ordinary men, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 22. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, listen to this, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do you understand what the scripture says? The people that were trying to throw them inside, they did not enter. They were not ordinary men. They were killed by the heat of the fire. How come those guys were not burnt? How come? And verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselor, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. 25, look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hot, and the form of the fourth one is like the Son of God. Hey, God will show up for you in your time of need, in your time of challenge. God will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Do you know what happens there now? God now give Nebuchadnezzar revelation. He's now seeing the spirit and saw the first man and discovered that they were already loose and they were walking. Remember what the scripture says, if you walk through the fire and the water, I will be with you, they will not hurt you. So we also need to take our Christianity to this level. These guys, the presence of God covered them and the fire could not burn them. It is amazing. It's a level we need to get to as Christians. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So let's finish the story. And so Nebuchadnezzar said, there's a fourth one, like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, the administrators, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together. And they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The fires had no power. Their hair of the head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. Listen to this one. And the smell of fire was not even on them. Ha! Glory be to God. They did not even smell smoke. The smoke is not even there. They were totally covered by the glory of God. Their ear, everything was intact. That's the kind of God me and you we are serving. That's the kind of God we are also belittling
and you amplify your problem and you doubt God. No, don't let's do that. He's a God of all possibilities. There is nothing impossible for God to do. Don't limit God with your thoughts. Don't limit God with your actions. No. These are examples for us, and it is what we are supposed to follow in this current dispensation. Hallelujah. Let's finish the story. So 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Look at what now happened. "Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they even got promotion, because they passed the test. Then your situation now makes God to open the eyes of the unbeliever. They now decree that everybody should follow your God. 100% evangelism. May the Lord help us. In the name of Jesus. As we round up, let's talk about just three things that you need to do if you want God to continue to show up for you as the God of possibilities. Number one, believe that he is God of all possibilities. Believe. Your belief system is very important. If you believe it will be well with you, it will be well with you. If you believe you'll be poor, you'll be poor. If you believe you will be able to solve your challenges, you'll be able to solve them. If you believe you will make heaven, you will make heaven. If you believe you overcome your challenges, you will overcome it. If you believe you have a good home, you have a good marriage, you will have it. Your belief system is very important. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." All things. Don't doubt God. Don't come to church. You pray. But in your mind, you are gone. I remember a short story now. They said, everybody in the village came to pray for rain. Only one small girl brought umbrella. That's the person that believed. Don't be a Christian if you don't believe God or he's not real to you. No, don't do it. Jeremiah 33:10. "Call to me, I will answer you, and will tell you the great and hidden things that you know not." Yes, if you call unto God, he will answer you and show you. And when God shows you those things, believe it. Mark 11:24. "Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, then you will have them." The belief, once that belief is hard, forget. You don't have anything. When you pray, believe that God is answering your prayer. It's not that you are wasting your time. No. God is answering your prayer. Believe God. Unbelief is a sin. You trust God for a situation, pray about it, believe that your prayers are answered. Don't doubt God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number two, fulfill your God-given potential. I love this. Fulfill your God-given potential. Psalm 139. Okay, he said. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you form my inward parts. You cover me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. I love that scripture. That fearfully and wonderful made is greatness. It's potential that God put inside of you. Don't die a non-entity. Die a great man. I like that phrase that says, live fully, die empty. You know, Jesus was 33 thereabout, but he finished his purpose. He fulfilled 100% potential. Don't be doing 10% potential. Don't be doing 20. Aim for 100. Become great in God. Become great in prayer. Become great in your business. In evangelism, reaching out to people. I know it was Martin Luther that said, I'm so busy today that I will spend the first 3 hours praying. I was like, how can you spend 3 hours praying when you are busy? I thought when you are busy, you are supposed to spend 10 minutes. No, he said, when I'm busy, I will spend 3 hours because I'm busy. Become great in God. Don't let us get to heaven. God will say, ah, Kola, I put all this potential in you. You only use 5%. You only use 5%. Why can't you use 100%? God fulfills his potential now. And if you're a representative of God, fulfill your own potential too. Every area, the Lord will help us. The last one, have a revelation of the God of all possibilities. The revelation is important to you. So God is real to you. When God is real to you, they will not be telling you to come to church. No, you have the revelation. They will not be telling you to do good. No, you have that revelation. Nobody will pursue you. You're already connected. And you will do great things for God. Let God be real to you. Don't let it say, this was because the pastor said. No, have your own revelation of what God is. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:17. I'm rounding up. I love that scripture. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Your spiritual eyes should not be blind, though. Your spiritual eyes should not be blind. That he may know what is the hope of his calling, that the riches of the glory of his inheritance and the saints. Have a revelation of God. Let God be real to you. Don't let they should not be pushing you. Oh, go and do this, go and do that. No. Is God real to you? Do you know God? Do you have revelation knowledge? Does God speak to you? Make God very real to you. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. As I close, Isaiah 46:10. I love this scripture. The God of all possibilities. Isaiah 46:10. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times. What is still to come? I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. In the name of Jesus, the purpose of God for our life will stand, and the Lord will do all that pleases him with our lives. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.